Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply happily ever after. Happily ever after. We've all seen those fairy tales on television and at the movie theaters where a damsel in distress is going through a challenge and is rescued by a handsome prince, and all of a sudden they live happily ever after. You've seen it in several different things, from Snow White to Cinderella to Rapunzel, you name it. We all know the movies, and we all know how they're going to end. They end happily ever after. In this Christian life, I have to submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that we are all seeking that same thing: happily ever after. And isn't it great to know that God provides that for us, that God has opened up the door and given us the opportunity to live life happily ever after? The Bible tells us in Psalms 144 and 15, happy is the people that is in such a case. Yes, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Then we discover in John 3 and 36 that he that believes on Jesus has everlasting life. Then we discover in Psalms 23 and 6 that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. That sounds like happily ever after to me, my friends and neighbors. There is an acronym, a five-step process for ensuring spiritual, sustainable success. Everyone wants sustainability and success in this life, and there is a way to do it. In our AFTER acronym, we're going to outline the five key elements of accomplishing that goal. That A in our AFTER acronym says, first, we must change the perception of adversity. What others call trials, you call triumph. What others call disappointment, you call adversity. Every challenge is an ingredient in the champion's recipe for success. You remember the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 that after we've suffered a while, he'll make us perfect. He will establish and strengthen and settle us. Then you remember the Bible tells us as well in 2 Samuel 4 and 9 that the Lord redeemed our soul out of all adversity. Think about everything you've ever gone through and now look back on it and see what happened as a result. You had stronger relationships. You forged new friendships. You increase your experience. You gain more knowledge. You gain more wisdom. So what looked like pain actually came out as a prize because things worked better in your favor. Remember Proverbs 17 and 17 that a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Think of all the people God sends your way when you go through something and how those relationships are sustainable even after you've come out of adversity. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 24 and 10 that if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. My friends, I challenge you to change the way we see adversity and look at it with joy as opposed to sadness. That F in our AFTER acronym reminds us that we must improve our focus. One of my great mentors told me that focus dictates feelings. That's the reason why when you go to the doctor and he's about to give you a shot in the arm, he asks you to relax that muscle and don't make it tense, because he understands that if you're focused on that shot, it's going to be even more painful for you. Then he also tells you, if he's taking your blood pressure, to relax and think happy thoughts so that you can focus on something that'll make your blood pressure go down and not go up. Remember, the Bible tells us in Philippians 3 and 13, but when Paul said that he counts not himself to have apprehended, but this one thing he does. Yes, my friends and neighbors, focus dictates feelings. Remember, Jesus said unto him in Luke 9 and 62, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We know that focus is important even when driving. That's why they say don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, all those kinds of things. Why? Because they understand that you can't get to your destination as effectively as possible when you are distracted. What's distracting you, my friends and neighbors? What's taking your mind off the wonderful beauty of Christ? Remember Isaiah 26 and 3, that he will keep us in perfect peace as long as our minds are stayed on him. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to change the focus. That T says that we must intensify our training. Boxers train, other professional athletes train, Christians, saints of God, we must train as well. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4 and 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Then in 2 Timothy 2:15, we discover that we should study to show ourselves themselves approved unto God, the workman that not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to intensify our training. Remember that old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Have you gotten going on studying the Bible and praying and focusing in on God? Have you gotten going in your worship time and gotten intensified in your Bible study? I challenge you, my friends, to step up your game and train a little harder. You see, if a heavyweight champion was going to fight the number one challenger, and that challenger was undefeated with knockouts left and right, then that guy, that boxer's got to train extra hard to face the challenge. My friends and neighbors, we've got things that we're facing today, and in order to overcome them, let's work a little bit harder. Yes, my friends, I say also the E in our after acronym says we must increase our efficiency. See, efficiency is simply the art of optimizing everything we've been given. If you drive a car and you put regular unleaded in that car, it'll go certain miles per gallon. If you then take that car and put super unleaded in it, it'll go a little bit better. If you then take the car, put super unleaded in it, and then also put an additive in it in the fuel tank, you'll go even further. In other words, it's the same engine. All you're doing is putting something different in it, and you're changing how far it goes. That's the same thing when it comes to this Christian life, my friends. It's the same mind. We're putting something different in it and changing how far it goes. It's the same thoughts, but we're thinking something differently now and changing our destination. How much are you increasing your efficiency? See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:25 that every man that strives for mastery is disciplined in all things. That means that we've got to take into account the shows we watch and the conversations we have and the people we listen to and the advice we take and give. Why? Because it's going to change our efficiency. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, we've got to remember the rewards. You see, in those fairy tales, the prince would receive the princess as his reward, or he may get the kingdom as his reward. He may go on this long journey and fight dragons and all this other kind of stuff. Why? Because there was a reward on the other side. My friends, we also must remember that the Bible tells us in Genesis 15:1, God said, "Fear not, Abram, for I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." We discover in Hebrews 10:35 that God rewards us for our confidence. Then we also discover in Hebrews 11:6 that he rewards us for diligently seeking him. In Luke 6:35, we discover that we're rewarded for loving our enemies and doing good and lending to others. We discover also in Matthew 6:6 that we are rewarded even for praying, because the Bible says that God sees in secret but rewards us openly. What have you been doing, my friends and neighbors, in the silent, quiet times? What have you been doing in secret? I challenge you that if you've held on, there's a reward that I want you not to forget. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all live happily ever after. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.